Okay. Mr. Almey, did you have something? We had public comment a while ago.
No, I believe I asked to comment on the executive director's report. I think that was the card that I handed you.
Okay.
Yeah, embedded in the executive director's, I'll be short, report is a discussion of TMDLs. We noticed that there are three new TMDLs listed for Santa Barbara County. For the last 2 years, I have been trying to unravel the mysteries of how TMDLs are placed on the list. I've gotten a lot of different information, and I still am not clear on it. We now have three TMDLs, new ones, set up for Santa Barbara County. I still do not know whether your board passed policy on the selection of those particular projects. They are long-term, they are expensive, they are staff, very staff-intensive, they are certainly intensive to us, and we were not consulted about the range of possibilities in this county before you started talking about beach bacteria, San Ynez River nitrates, and pesticides in the Santa Maria River. Now, again, I will ask, what is the process? Why doesn't your board have a policy decision to make about the selection of those TMDLs, and why don't you consult with local interests before they are placed in any kind of work plan? Thank you.
Well, Lisa, are you able to comment on that? The board has never set policy itself with respect to TMDL choices that I'm aware of.
No, we just prioritize them and propose them in work plans and report to you when we're starting new ones and where we've gotten on each one, and we've been doing that routinely for quite a long time now. There's only two new ones that are in Santa Barbara County that I see listed here and that I'm aware of, so I'm not sure where you're counting or which ones, but San Ynez is not on this list.
It is on the one that's public, so that's posted on the web, San Ynez River Nitrates.
Okay, well,
I've got a copy in my hand. I'll show it to you.
Okay, this is a staff report that says which new projects that I thought you were commenting on. So I can respond to the issue of the additional Santa Barbara County ones that are reported here as new projects that we're working on, which is Santa Barbara Beaches and Santa Maria Estuary Pesticides, TMDL. To my knowledge, and maybe I'm not up to date, but Katie McNeil, who's the project manager for the Santa Maria Estuary Pesticides TMDL, has contacted stakeholders and let them know on her own that we were going to be initiating that project. And if I'm remembering right, they even had input to a project plan.
Wait, excuse me. I believe my criticism was in a large county with a range of potential TMDLs that it makes sense to coordinate with the various interests in the county for setting priorities as to which ones are selected, not whether the process to date has been appropriate. And I'll make one more point, and I'm just going to leave it alone. It seems to me that we've spent a considerable amount of time in one of 11 hearings that you hold a year dealing with the issue of staff resources, and it seems to me that staff resources in things like TMDLs are a big deal, and you guys, as the board, should have some kind of policy touch on setting priorities. Selecting a TMDL among all the possible TMDLs in a region is something that, to me, in my experience, rises to a policy decision. That's my comment. It has nothing to do as to whether the staff is doing a good job with the TMDLs that have been initiated. The question is, how do you pick the new ones, and what goes into that? That's my question.
Okay. Thank you for your comments.
Do you want me to answer?
Well, I know Mr. Almey has raised this before with us, at least a couple of times, but I think it, perhaps at the next board meeting we could discuss this more.
I think it's valid for us to consider the question,
preferably
not to be directed to answer it by December, but in general as to whether or not having local entities participate in the prioritization. I don't even want to begin to speculate on what that would look like. We just had a long talk about stakeholder processes in order to figure out how to involve local entities in determining whether we should be starting Santa Barbara Beaches TMDLs. We need to talk to the people that manage the beach problems in Santa Cruz as well. That isn't how we've been doing it. I think most of you know how we have been doing it, which is water quality issues and political will and stakeholder willingness and opportunities for funding and a whole lot of, I think, reasonable criteria. So I'll just stop there.
Okay. Our meeting is adjourned. Thank you, and we will reconvene December 7th.